It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this beautiful winter Saturday morning as we get ready for one of the busiest sports days in KIIC history as we get ready to unfold that calendar and lay out the journey that begins to the dome today for the wrestlers as Albia's gymnasium will be taken over by dozens of wrestlers looking for their chance to have their ticket punched on to the next level. Today's sectionals here in Albia. Coach Winger is going to join me at 20 after the hour. But as the wrestlers are getting ready to march into the journey that is called the Dome, the basketball teams, both the boys and girls, are winding down their regular seasons with one week of regular season action ahead of them. And of course, then it's going to be go time for them. I've got Coach Archer going to sit and talk to me about last night's big win and shake out what's going to be a really big week for the Blue Demon basketball team coming up. Lots to talk about. We're going to set things up for a big Saturday when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albia on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Sectional Saturday here in Albia as the wrestlers get ready to begin their journey to the well. We're going to be there to bring you all the coverage. We'll get on the air shortly before noon today, and Joe Sinclair will join me from the Albia Gymnasium. We'll have Joe Millage. He'll be down in Eddyville bringing their sectional coverage, so we'll have updates all day long on wrestling coverage. The Olympics started, if anyone knows. Sochi got the ceremonies kicked off. It was quite the sight last night to watch that unfold. And for those who journeyed out last night, they got to see some really good contests down in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont as the boys and girls went out. I knew that this was going to be a big date February 7th was circled on that old calendar for the girls' basketball team after Albie got the win up here about a month ago. The Rockets had that date circled, and unfortunately for Albia, congratulations to Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont for their win and the girls' action last night, 59-41, the final score. Really good Rocket basketball team. I thought going into the year this might be one of, if not their best basketball team that since I've been covering girls' basketball. And when Albie got the win up here at home, that was a big win for the Lady D's, and they were really on a roll. I know they're going to be disappointed in the loss last night, but coming off of back-to-back nights, that's really difficult. And this team has been down stress mode. I call them the drama queens, and I say that affectionately, but they've been down stress road. These girls have put themselves or been in places all season long where they've had some real stressful moments. They've come out on the positive side many nights, but last two nights the legs may have gotten a little worn out, and the ladies come up a little short last night. But it's a very good Lady basketball team has a chance. People stop me on the street and say, well, how good are these two basketball teams? And we're going to talk with Coach Archer here in a second. Are they tournament-type teams? And I said, well, you know, if you would ask me going back a few years when Albie made the tournament with the boys' basketball team, and that year I probably would have told you, I don't think this is our year. But these are two teams that if they play the kind of basketball that they've played in those big moments during the season, both have winning kids on their teams, and that's an important ingredient if you want to win on a basketball court, and that's what I think makes both these teams special, and both these teams legitimate teams to make their run to Wells Fargo Arena. The girls lose last night 59-41, and let's move over to the boys' side. The boys get a big win last night 68-55. I got the head coach sitting next to me, head coach Kevin Archer. Coach, the guys and coaches like to be on the basketball court, but in the midst of a conference race, back-to-back nights can be a challenge. Now, your opponents have the same thing, but that can be a real challenge not only for the legs but for the mind.
Right, back-to-back nights and two of the toughest places for us to play. I don't know if there's a tougher place to play than Davis County, and I don't know what the atmosphere at Eddieville's different, and it's not – you know, the gym, Davis County has a unique place. You know, I think that kind of plays into it a little bit. But, you know, Eddieville being 15 minutes away, and the gym's not very big. So it's just, you know, everybody's on top of each other. And, you know, two unique places to play and two teams that really want to beat us. You know, that and when the roles are reversed a little bit, when they're ahead of us in conference, it's a big game for us. It's a game that we really want to get after them. So we knew it was going to be difficult, especially when we got them, you know, back-to-back Thursday, Friday, and two road games, and really battled hard on Thursday and overcame some adversity and got a win down at Davis County. And like I said, Eddieville was ready to play us last night and just had good enough stretches and then was able to keep that lead through the fourth to win the basketball game.
Last week at this time, we were talking about bouncing back. You guys were coming off of a loss that you know was kind of bitter, and you look this week and you say, hey, you know, we've got back to back wins now, important wins in conference, because you still have a shot at an important week coming ahead of playing a part in that title for the conference.
Right, and like I think I said last week, I don't really ever feel like we lost confidence or lost a ton of confidence. I feel like even through that stretch where we lost some games, I still thought we felt like we were a good team. We just needed to finish some games and get better at some things. Tuesday coming up, we get a chance to go back to Centerville. That's our last regular season game. I mean, we already have 20 games in, and we go to Centerville and we find a way to win that game. I know that we're excited about that game. The guys really want another shot at them. You know, to finish 8-2 in our league, and then you never know. Sheraton has two games left. They have to go to the same two places that we just went to. They have to go to Eddieville, and they have to go to Davis County. So outside chance that they stumble. You know, Sheraton's foul trouble away from being in a really tight game. So, you know, we take care of business on Tuesday and see what happens the rest of the way out. But, you know, it's you know, we need to be focused on us, and we need to be focused on getting better and getting ready for that game on Centerville. And then we have a layoff. I mean, we've got first round bye in district play, so we won't play till the following Thursday. So that's a pretty long stretch to go without a game. So we're really going to have to keep the guys sharp. And not only that, but you play We played the winner of Eddyville and Davis County, two teams that probably got a little bit of confidence on us the last two nights. So it's not going to be easy, but I think I know that I like our draw. I like the fact that we're at home. I like the fact that we get to watch Pella Christian and PCM play in our gym, you know, with a chance to play the winner of their game more than likely. So, you know, you couldn't really ask for a better draw, but obviously we found out the last two nights that that first round district game is just, it's going to be a really difficult game.
Coach, lay out this district. Who are the if you can get past district, and we got PCM, Pella Christian, Eddyville, or Davis County, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont to look at. But what's the road look like to well beyond that?
If we can get by that first game with either Eddyville or Davis County, then we should. Pella Christian has to play Cardinal, and I think Pella Christian, you know, is probably going to be the favorite going in there. And I mean, Cardinal's well coached, but that'll be a tough game for them. And then it'll be PCM will plays the winner of that Cardinal Pella Christian game. And then if we're able to beat Eddyville or Davis County, we'll play the winner of that PCM Pella Christian game in Oskaloosa for a district championship. So, and then obviously the winner of that will play. It looks like Notre Dame out of the other side. They've had a really good year, and it looks like they're the best team in that district. So not to say that they're going to be the ones that come out of it, but that's kind of the way that it's shaping out right now.
When people stop me on the street and say, "Hey, is this a tournament Wells Fargo type of team?" I've got lots of things to point at that make me say, "Hey, this is a team that can get there." And now that's putting some little bit of pressure on the kids, but I know that's what they're thinking about as well. You know, but this is a team that's made up of guys that that have danced in that ring. What I mean by that is they've played in football, track, baseball. These are guys that have been playing in those big moments. And they're made of special stuff. Either you got a guy on the inside that wills their way to win and has that winning attitude, or you don't. That to me is a special ingredient for this team.
Right. We were even talking about it a little bit last night after the game, and we have a bunch of winners. We have a bunch of really competitive guys, which, when you're trying to play, you know, we've got 8, 9, 10 guys that went on the court, you know, and I can only play 5, you know, and that makes it a little bit difficult because we've got a lot of guys that can really contribute. And here these last couple games, you know, that the starting five's been clicking a little bit better. You know, Zach Hugan's really been playing some good basketball. Tanner Wynn's one of those guys that can get into creases and create for others, and that's not a guy that we have a lot of. You know, so he does some really good things. Mason Cox been shooting the ball well. Victor Sanders has been playing his best basketball. So, you know, you start to extend those guys' minutes a little bit. But, man, our bench is solid. You know, we don't win the last two nights without Ryan, Luke, and Blake. You know, at Davis County, Ryan and Luke and Blake played a ton there in the fourth quarter to close it out. You know, Luke had the and one there late to seal the win for us. Ryan played a ton of minutes in the fourth. Then last night, we get into a little bit of foul trouble, and Ryan and Luke play some major minutes in the second quarter to get us that 9-point lead at half. And then, you know, Mason's a little bit dinged up there in the second half, and Blake plays a ton of minutes. So, you know, it's a little bit frustrating as a coach because you want to play all those guys. You want to play everybody all the time. You know, if we had to play 9 guys to play basketball, I think we'd be conference champs because we're deep enough to do that. We're deep enough to play that many guys, but you only play 5. You look at Sheraton's playing 5 guys. You know, Centerville plays 5, maybe 6 guys, you know. And you know, a foul trouble type game, we're going to be in a little bit better shape, you know. Dalton Peterson's been nothing but a great teammate and a hard worker. And there's games where you feel like you need them, and there's games where you feel like they're a little bit quicker, they're a little bit more guard-oriented, and you can't use them as much. So, you know, things change and thoughts change, and we got to stay the course, and we've got a bunch of guys that can contribute, a bunch of guys that can contribute at different times and do a lot of different things. You know, but coming home from Davis County, I was talking to people on the way home, and you know, sometimes basketball, it's really simple. You know, the ball goes in the basket, you look really good. You look really intelligent as a coaching staff, and the guys look really good. You know, the ball doesn't go in the basket and you're like, what's going on? You know, what are we doing wrong? You know, and sometimes it's just a matter of knocking down shots. And I feel like that was probably the case for a stretch there at Davis County. And last night it was more a matter of, I thought that Eddyville shot the ball well and knocked down some shots to keep themselves in it there for a while. But both those games we didn't get off to very good starts, and maybe that was the environment, maybe that was the team we were playing being ready to play us, but a really big deal that we have the winner of those two at our place.
Well, to me, I thought these last 3 weeks have been real important for you guys. You've had the adversity of really tight basketball games, guys, teams defending you and really creating some frustration there because, you know, they're doing things that you don't expect them to do on a basketball court defensively. And then you go into hostile environments. Those are things that that can really build the character around guys that are already winners, like we talked about earlier, that really can help a team prepare for those really tense moments as you get into tournament play, because it's one and done then.
Right. And you look at years past where we've had character building moments and character building stretches, and it's helped us in the long run, and hopefully it'll help us. You know, my thing is that I look at that our six losses, and it's frustrating because they were against some good teams. There's probably a team or two in there that we feel like we're better than, and they beat us. And that happens in a basketball season. You very rarely do you go through a season and you say, "Man, we shouldn't have lost that game," and you do. But the frustrating part is that you feel like you play, you know, five, six really good teams in there, and you can't find a way to beat one of them. You know, and that's the thing. You know, you feel like you're just as good as those teams, and you look back on those games, and you feel like you should have won a couple of them. But like I said, we made it through that stretch with confidence, and you know, early in the season, you know, we went at Sheraton in an overtime game. We went at Pella Christian. You know, we won a couple of nice road games against some quality opponents, and you know, we've been competitive. You know, Grinnell was the only game that you can really say that they were a lot better team than us. You know, the other 19 games we've played were every bit as good or better than the team that's been on the court with us. So, just a stretch. You hope that just made us stronger. You know, when we've struggled a little bit and kind of let some of our guys step up and be leaders and guide us through it. And you know, it's like you said, it's one of those deals where we have one regular season game left, and then from then on out, you know, you lose, we're done. You lose, and this group of guys doesn't get to hang out together anymore.
Well, Coach, any secrets going into these final weeks that you know you're, or I wouldn't say, oh, not secrets, but any key things you're going to be focusing on going into this final week of regular season with the guys?
I tell you what, if I had secrets, I'd coach till I was 70. I would wake up every morning and just love every stinking second of this job. But And I do. I not to say that I don't love this job, because I do love this job, but it would make it a heck of a lot easier if I had secrets or there were secret formulas to win games. But you know, we got to take a look at these last two games and situations and stretches where we weren't very good, and what do we need to get better on? You know, I mean, I can come up with a couple right off the top of my head that we need to get better at. You know, certain defensive situations that we had some letdowns, or we just need some rep. And I guess the nice thing is going from Tuesday to Thursday, you know, we can give the guys a day off or two and still have four or five really good practices to get ready, you know, but we've got to stay in shape. But when you have that many practices, you can get back to the fundamentals. You know, we can get back to our shell drill. We can get back to some of those really competitive drills that the guys really like, and we can push each other and get after each other, you know, at the same time have a little fun in practice that we haven't been able to do, because stretches like this, you're focused on getting ready. At least I am. And maybe that's something that other teams don't do as much as we do. And I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but, you know, a lot of scout, a lot of, hey, here's what you're going to see. Here's how we're going to approach it. Here's how we're going to deal with it. And when you do that, you know, your practices get kind of boring, I think, from a player standpoint, and it's hard to focus at times. But like I said, a week of really good practice and being able to get back to fundamentals and some of those fun, really intense drills that we get away from when we have to go so much scout, that'll be good for us.
Well, having done the scouting all season long, that's just a part of what you guys do. You know, you're not suddenly doing something new into the postseason. Typically, teams will start to then focus on, just as you said, you know, scouting the other team. Oftentimes, you don't see that next level team that you're going to play after the first round. And so having that a part of your routine and guys and coaches that are used to doing that on a regular basis, that too is an advantage.
Right. And it's just something we've always done. And I don't ever want a season to end, or I don't ever want to lose a game and look back and say, you know, you could have worked harder, you could have prepared better, you could have watched more film, or you could have done this. You know, I'm gonna do everything that I possibly can from a work standpoint, you know, to make sure that I feel comfortable with everything that I've told the guys and everything that I've done to get ourselves ready, and that'll continue. You know, but again, you've got to balance that, and you've got to worry about your team at the same time, and the weaknesses maybe that your team's dealing with, and make sure that you get better on those fronts. So, yeah, you've got to balance the two. But I think we've done some good things in the past with running our scout and getting ready for those games, and obviously those are things that we'll continue to do, because you know. We have a little bit of a break, but then things really get hectic. You know, once you start playing district games, you have a couple of games to get ready and a couple of days to prepare, and it gets a little bit tougher to get yourself ready.
Well, one more regular week of basketball for the Blue Demons, the boys and girls, and then they will begin their journey to the well. And in a few seconds, we're going to come back and talk with the coach. Is in the house, Coach Dave Wenger, and his guys are getting ready over at the Mac Center, getting ready for their opening day on the journey to the well, and we're going to come back and talk with Coach about the big day ahead. But I'm looking at you too, and I'm thinking, here is a brilliant booster club idea. We're going to take the gymnasium, and we're going to put a mat on one half of it, and we'll leave the basketball hoop open on the other side of it. We'll have a game of horse on one end, and then go down the other side and see if you guys wrestle off, and we'll probably have to play, do something in between to have a showdown, but I think that would bring. I think that would fill the gymnasium. A little horse with Coach Wenger. Now I'm going to bet on you on horse, but I don't know. You're a big guy.
Oh my gosh! I think that's the worst idea you've ever had in your entire life. I can't think of a worse idea than that. All right, and I'm not going to be able to wrestle for 15 seconds. I'm not going to be able to. 15 seconds, I stroke out or I have a heart attack. I mean, I can't do that. There's no way. Worst idea ever. And I don't even know. I mean, I'm thinking singlet too. I mean, what are you thinking right now? I mean, that's horrible. Horse is my game, absolutely. I can stand around and shoot. I feel confident. If you get me moving in anything, and I'm in trouble. So, no, horrible idea, and I'm sorry you had to hear it from me first, but Coach Winger is going to have my back, I guarantee it.
You know, I think Coach Winger hears horse and he gets hungry, you know, or he's looking for some glue sticks somewhere. But I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to get a hold of the Booster Club. We're going to start the showdown and call it the showdown. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. Thanks, Coach, for stopping by, and we'll visit with Coach Wenger when we come back here. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elbia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Hi, this is Jim Miller, owner of American Cleaning Services in Oskaloosa. We are a locally owned and operated cleaning and remediation company servicing Southern Iowa. We specialize in fire, water, and mold remediation. If you have the misfortune of having damage done to your property this year, give us a call at 641-660-8358 and we will return your property back to order. We will leave you saying it's like it never even happened. Once again, our phone number is 641-660-8358 or visit us on the web at www.acsofiowa.com.
Is cabin fever closing in? The kids are driving you crazy and nothing seems to help? The Indian Hills Inn has a cabin fever special to cool the kids and give mom and dad a break. Any Friday or Saturday night through February, our poolside rooms include a large specialty pizza and a 2-liter Pepsi soda for only $69. That's right, they're swimming, hot tubbing, and chilling in the sauna with a large specialty pizza and soda for only $69. That's any Friday or Saturday night in February at the Indian Hills Inn in Albia, 641-932-7181.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Winter sets hold right in the middle of December, and wrestlers start to take the mat as the cold weather starts to get colder, and that old calendar turns over to February. The heat in the gymnasium really picks up, and so does the stress level of a coach. And on the wrestling mat, the stress is high, and we just turn that calendar over, Coach. It's February, and that means it's go time, and today is the beginning of that journey to the well.
Yeah, it is, and it's super exciting. I said last week it's what I live for as a coach. It's the things we do, you know, throughout the season to reach this point, and it's here now. And you know, I really started getting into it when the mats went down last night and we taped them up and got everything ready to go, and then you know, Facebook was lit up this morning and that fired me up. So now we're ready to roll. So I'm excited about that.
Coach, today you come into that gymnasium, and Albia wrestling's always been respected, but you walk in the gymnasium today, and the expectations are that Blue is going to steal the day. You've been in the opposite position. From a coaching standpoint, getting these guys ready because they've been there, it shouldn't be the challenge. It's to get them to see that this is not going to be rollover day.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, the thing about the guys that we have is it doesn't take an enormous amount to get them ready. I mean, they're competitors, they're tough kids, they know what's on the line, they're wrestlers, you know, they're born to do this, and they understand that, and they know where we're at in the season, and they know what today holds, and it's just business. It's just another day. We're going to go out and we're going to win some matches, and we're going to extend our season, and yeah, it's an expectation. We've looked at the matchups, and we're really confident with the matchups, and if we do our thing, if we do the things that we need to do, then we're going to have a lot of fun in the weeks to come, without question.
Coach, yeah, I know everyone in that gym right now is expecting at the MAC right now. I know they're warming up, expecting to punch their ticket on to next week. From a coach standpoint, who's those guys that you think may have a come out day?
Every single one of them. Every one of them. One that pops into my head because I go by weights is Kyle Sennett. Kyle Sennett is a kid that, as a freshman, I'm not real sure that he understands how close he is. He's going to win a couple matches here today, and then next week, essentially, he has to win one match, and he's going to ride along with us to the well, you know. So his confidence will grow as today goes on. Mark my words. I mean, it's going to happen, and his confidence will grow as the week goes on, and he'll gain more next week. And so I'm looking forward to that. Dylan Perkins, you know, I expect all of my guys to do well. I'm going to skip some people. You know, we expect some of our kids to move on, and you know, Kyle, we expect him to move on. I expect Dylan Perkins to move on, the big kid that he is, that he can use his weight to his advantage, and you know, he's done the right things in order to move on to the next week. And you know, we've got Jake West that's going to be in our lineup, that I fully expect him, if he puts together a couple wins, and he's fully capable of doing that, you know, I'm excited for that. Zach Armstrong is in the lineup. He, you know, these guys just have to win one or two matches. And Storm Little, you know, he's scrappy enough to where you know, he can catch somebody and move on as well. So, and I'm leaving a lot of guys out, you know, but we expect everybody to go through. I mean, it's not in my vocabulary to, it's not in my mindset to say that, well, this kid's not going to make it. You know, we've got the opportunity. You know, we say a lot that, you know, anybody can pin somebody. You know, anybody can be pinned. I don't care who you are, you can get pinned if you're not ready to go. So, and a pin, essentially, this time of year is going to send you packing. So we're looking forward to pinning some people.
Hey, Coach, the mindset in the gym going in out today, what are those things? Is, you know, your coaches, because as we said earlier, this is a team that has that expectation of going on. As a coach, what are those things that you guys are really refining to these kids in these final minutes before they go out on the mat? Because for the guys that have been there, and you know, you got six guys that you know, you absolutely expect to go out and dominate, and but you have a whole bunch of other guys that haven't been through that experience. What are those things you're saying to those two levels of kids? There's probably two different messages that have to go out.
Yeah, there is, but it all revolves around confidence. You know, it's, these guys have to trust their training. We talk about trusting that you're in better shape than the other guy, you know, and when we get into tight matches, I mean, that's the difference. We're going to get into matches where you know, technique-wise, these kids are going to be pretty equal. Now, who's worked harder in the wrestling room? And the one thing that maybe not everyone has seen is how hard these guys work in the room. I mean, you've seen it before. The kids work their tails off, and I'm going to go on record as saying there's not too many teams that work as hard as we do, and they have to trust in their training. They got to trust that what they've been doing after school every night until 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and in the morning sometimes, that stuff that they're doing is right, and it's going to make them better, and it's going to allow them to succeed. It's going to make those tight matches turn our way, and I'm a firm believer in just the mental side of it this time of year. You know, if you get your mind right, that's a tough, you know, it makes it tough on your opponent if your mind's right, for sure.
Well, the mind tends to get to have a better opportunity to be right when we're not dealing with injuries or sickness. You know, there's been moments in the season that you've had some guys that have dealt with sickness or injuries, but I think you've kind of avoided the big bite. And I'm knocking on some wood someplace here, because you've really done that this year. You know, in the years past, we've had a guy or a couple of guys that have really suffered from injuries. And, you know, go back and look at last year with Dalton Folkers. You know, he missed nearly a whole season with him. You haven't had that to deal with this year, Coach.
Yeah, and we've, you know, you learn as coaches, you learn is what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, we've got a really heavy schedule. I mean, we wrestle a lot of matches, and you know, you can pretty much tell when the kids need a little break, and we did that. We gave some kids some time off this year, and it's kind of funny, because when we gave them the time off, they wanted to wrestle, you know, so that says a lot about the kids too. But we were able to step back and give them some time off and catch their breath a little bit. You know, it goes right back to the Christmas break. We had a really nice long Christmas break where we had 5 days out of the room, and then after that, you know, we plugged away. The heart of our season was after Christmas, and you know, we chose to set some kids out and get their legs back under them and stuff. But that kind of goes back to my coaching staff, the coaching staff that we have here. I mean, it's absolutely awesome, because we've got guys that do one thing in an excellent way, and I know I've said that before, but you know, we don't expect our coaches to do 100 things. We just want you to do one thing in an excellent way, and I think that we've all found our little niche and what we're good at. So you know, it really pays off with the kids. The kids are able to find somebody that they can attach themselves to, and we can coach them up pretty well. And again, that's allowed them to make it through that heavy schedule that we've had.
Talking with Dave Winger, head coach of the Albia wrestling team. Big day here for the Blue Demons. Sectionals held right here. We're going to bring you that live coverage a little before the noon hour. And, of course, this is go time for wrestling. And we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and talk about not just a big Saturday ahead, but a big week ahead for Albia. You go 8 days, and there are a lot of dreams will be punched. A lot going to happen in 8 days here on Albia Wrestling. We're going to come back and talk about that as we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than 3 baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent over drying, while the enhanced touch-up steam cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy costs. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albia on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Go time here, Sectional Saturday, as we start this journey to the well. And I've got the head coach sitting next to me, Coach Dave Winger. Coach, I'll tell you what, this is good stuff, buddy. I just, you know all the work it takes to get to the point where, you know, you're sitting here on this day and you can start to have some of the confidence you talked about. And I think that is the key. You know, you see wrestlers come out of equal size, equal talent, and you think, well, what's the difference maker here? And it is that confidence. And that confidence starts to build as they start to get in those last minutes, whether or not you have that extra ounce of energy or not. But this is a special moment. And you know, you look at the seniors on this team, and 750 plus wins out of these guys. These are moments we're going to carry on forever and live on forever.
Yeah, and I'll go back to what I was talking about last week as well. You know, I'm going to enjoy it here, and it's going to be fun today. And you know, the more guys we send through, the more fun it will be. So, yeah, you just live in the day, and you enjoy the labor that you've put in, and you hope for the best. You always need a little bit of luck as well, as we talked before the break. And I just, I'm really excited as to what Albia Wrestling has in store, you know, just over the course of the next couple of weeks.
8 days, and the destiny of a lot of kids, you know, is being made here. I mean, not the destiny of them, but their opportunities over the next 8 days is just amazing, the route you guys got to go on. Saturday, today, big day. But Tuesday, you turn around and you have another big day.
Yeah, I always hear coaches say that you take it one game at a time, and we're weird. Wrestling coaches are weird because we really don't look at it that way, or at least I don't. Most of the guys that I know don't. You know, we kind of look at our season backwards, and we've talked about that a lot as well, and we should be thinking about today. But, you know, you really can't think about your goal without thinking about next week. With Tuesday, and you have to think a little bit about next Saturday, and then of course you have to think a lot about, you know, the state duels, which is a goal of ours, and then you also have to think about the individual titles that we'd like to win this year. But, you know, so we're a little bit different when it comes to thinking, but we think ahead, but we focus on right now.
I don't think it's different. I just think maybe more honest. Coach, you know, because, you know, being a coach, you know, you want your guys focusing on the moment, but coaches have to prepare ahead. You want to keep the coach speak right, because you know you don't want to be slapped aside the head when you don't get it. Nobody wants to say I told you so, but you have to look ahead. You know, you have to look ahead to plan. But Tuesday's a big day for you guys. This is a team that has a chance to make it. Everyone make it to Wells Fargo's Arena, and that's why Tuesday's so big.
Yeah, it is, and it's nothing. It's something that we've never done before. So obviously, when you have a chance to do something for the first time, it's pretty exciting, and we definitely have the ability to do that now. Obviously, there's going to have to be some things that go right, and you know the pairings are going to be huge with the lineup that we have. We're going to have to, you know, the pairings will come out later tonight, so I'll be up pretty late waiting for those pairings to come out, and of course Schofield will beat me to it, so I just as well go to sleep, because one of those two guys will beat me to it, and from there we will start matching up tonight if we're fortunate enough to move on. So we'll know a lot about what Tuesday holds here in just a few hours, and that's gonna, you know, that's another level of excitement that we'll be able to.
For the listeners, that explain, you know, what is the shakeout there? How do they arrive with you know, who will be wrestling on Tuesday night?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's a complicated question, so I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. They allow you to have a home regional duel competition if you're in the top 16. Okay, so we were in the top 16, obviously, with our dual team, so we were offered that regional dual site. From there, you know, everything hashes out with sectionals today. So the sectionals here, you know, the top two teams will obviously will stay here, but, you know, the second place team or, you know, whoever will move on to another regional duel, Creston, Meepo. You know, there's all kinds of different sectional or regional dual sites there. So really, there's nothing concrete about it at all. Everything's thrown into the hopper right now. It's getting mixed up, and it'll shake out throughout the day. And then basically what the state would like to do is find a central location for teams, you know, to go to. So, you know, if a Grinnell would happen to make it out of their sectional, you know, it'd be a pretty natural fit for them to come to us. Or, you know, we're looking at maybe a couple Des Moines teams that might come. A Bondurant Farrar might come to us. Or, you know, it's just not predictable at all. So
not predictable, but is there a seeding process in that? Do they take the top 16 and say, okay, you're going to hold the first round, but do they is it a seeding basis? I mean, and then beyond the first round, you know, talk a little bit about it as well.
Yeah, kind of, but not really. I mean, they, preferably they would not like to have ranked teams go head to head at regional sites. They'd like to make that happen at the well, but you know, geographically, sometimes it just doesn't make sense. So you know, again, it just all depends on you know where the teams shake out. They're going to do the best job that they can getting non-ranked teams against ranked teams, and then trying to get the ranked teams to match up at the well, you know, the Wednesday before the individual tournament. So if that makes sense. I don't know.
Not really, but I'm just being honest with you. let's talk about wrestlers from around the area as well. You know, I think you know, one of the things that we start to do here after particularly after this this first week is we start to become we're always fans of South Central Conference guys, and you know, there's a lot of our friends that we're rooting for today to punch on. But I think there's going to be a large number of guys that are going to make it to the Dome this year from the South Central Conference.
Yeah, and I'll start with my buddies at Moravia, obviously. I'm going to be honest, they probably don't get the accolades that they deserve, Briar Cochran being a returning state medalist, you know, and if you can imagine him flying underneath the radar. I mean, I haven't read much about him this year, and you know what, the kid's going to definitely scrap his way to, you know, at least and he's going to be in the equation without question, and their team really has come a long ways. I know that Coach Whitlow was nominated as a regional coach of the year, a district coach of the year, and so that says a lot about where he's brought that program. So you know, Alex Cloyd, a kid that probably doesn't get a lot of attention either, is made it down to 160, and so they're starting to get their weights down. You know, the thing about that is they've got a pretty tough sectional over there at Eddyville, and on to Pleasantville for their district, which will be tough as well. But you know, Eddyville, they pack a punch, man. And I, you know, coaches, and again, probably aren't supposed to say this, but I'm kind of glad that we're done wrestling them for the year. You know, we see them so much, and they know us, and we know them, and it gets to the point where we don't do each other much good. So you know, they can go their way now, and we can root for them, and we're going to go our way, and hopefully they root for us a little bit. But they're stacked. I mean, they're going to bring home some hardware this year, and that's my prediction.
Well, I have a big prediction. That's we're going to be bringing some hardware home as well. You know, we're going to have guys that, you know, I look at the evolution here of Albion Wrestling in your tenure, and going from trying to get guys there to now the expectation is to bring guys home with championships. You know, you have really a team full of guys that are not just wanting to get their bags packed and get up there, but guys that plan to stand atop that podium.
Yeah, and we, you know, it started at the beginning of the year with our goals. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many people wrote state champions, and that's overwhelming as a coach. I mean, the kids have high expectations, and so do I, you know, and they've really worked. You know, the guys that want to be state champions have really worked in order to make those goals come true. And like I said earlier, if you guys can only see what goes on in that room, it's incredible. I mean, the kids absolutely push themselves to the limit nearly every night, and you know, hopefully we have some big things happen, and they're rewarded for their efforts. And you know, wrestling is a weird sport in regard to the things that we do with our bodies and the things that we go through. I mean, nutrition and practice and hard work and dedication. And but, you know, the next 3 weeks, like we have mentioned, really, you don't even think about that stuff. I mean, it's a grind from November to now, but, you know, that's out the window now. And you're going to get your hand raised three or four times over the course of the next couple weeks, and you're not even going to think about what you had to go through in order to get here. So we're a different breed, and we're, you know, kind of weird, but that's what we fuel ourselves on, and over the course of the next month, that's where we're going to be.
Well, Coach, I still think the idea of you and Archer in a horse contest followed up by a wrestling match, and him in a singlet, I don't know, we may ban that.
Well, you know what, that would be a good moneymaker. You know, if even if we threw the wrestling out, you know, we could just get him out in a singlet in front of the student body, that might be better yet. I think, and then that'll keep me off the mat. I'm not against shooting baskets, you know, but the money might have to go to replacing the backboards.
You think Storm Little lets you use his singlet?
hey, I could get one leg in that thing, I think.
see, Archer. You know, I think Archer Schofield showdown would probably be a more, you know, equaler battle, and it might fill out those a few of those singlets.
Well, Archer was saying about how he can only go 30 seconds on the mat, so that's all Schofield can go. So
he might get to the mat. That'd be about it. I haven't had a jab at him for a while, so I'm missing him.
I know. You cut me off last week, man. I had one ready to go, and I told him, I said, Jason got the wrap-up sign, and I said, you were lucky I didn't get a jab in at you. But, you know, the thing that I don't want to miss out on this week is thanking my wife for the support that she gives me, and my mom for all of her support who's listening right now, and my brother and sister. My sister's in Florida, and my brother's out there in Nebraska. And it's just, we can't do these things without the support that we get from our families, and really they give up a lot so we can do things that we love to do, and again, something that the listeners probably don't think about too much, but they're really our rock, and they're the people that listen to us complain at night, and so I appreciate their support.
You got a dandy of a family, no doubt about that, buddy. And we're gonna have a lot of fun today with the entire wrestling family. This is gonna be a big day for Albie Wrestling. I think we may have Joe Millage on the line here. Joe is gonna go down to Eddyville, Blakesburg, where he's gonna bring us all the sectional coverage down there. And Joe, have you got it figured out yet? It's 3 points for a takedown and 2 points for a reversal.
Yeah, you guys pointed that out to me last year.
Well, buddy, with the delay a little bit, so I apologize for the delay here. But you're going to have a lot of rockets to have to cover down there. You look at that roster from top to bottom; it's a team that is expected to really punch all the guys through to the next level.
Well, there's four. You know, they put 14 on the mat here today, Jason. They are really going to be a team to watch in Eddyville for the Class 1A sectional. You're right. We'll be bringing it. But, you know, Coach Winger mentioned Moravia as well. We're going to be keeping an eye on them. They bring 9 wrestlers today. But we'll also be following Cardinal of Eldon as well as North Mahaska. Pleasantville is going to be there. Sigourney, Keota, Tri-County of Thornburg, and of course, Wayne. And we'll have all that coverage for you in between some of your matches. Of course, we'll go wall-to-wall today beginning around 12 o'clock. And I want to mention that we have everybody's heard the Mike and Mike commercial, you know, Mike Gray and Mike Selenik. Dewey Motor competes with Albion Motor, and they've joined together and they've done some commercials together, which have really been well received. But we found out that this afternoon Mike Gray and Mike Selenik are going to take to the mat. They are going to take to the mat, and we will have that coverage for you sometime this afternoon. I don't know what time it's going to be, but I'm just going to tell the listeners to stay tuned.
Well, after seeing those two in a singlet, I don't think you'll call them a singlet anymore. A bilet. What are you going to call that? I mean, they're going to be, those singlets will be stretched out, Coach, like a pancake being pressed down on a griddle.
Yeah, I'm not going to get involved in this one, man. I'm going to opt out of that comment.
Hey, best line of the show today. And Fry Guy back at the studio, hopefully he flagged the tape, but when Archer said worst idea ever, and then, you know, it wasn't just that. He went on and on and on how you'd had the worst idea ever. And so Fry Guy's got that flagged on the tape. We're going to have to bring that back.
Well, that tells you the depth of what he had processed in his mind. You know, he's a studier of everything. You know, he's a great teacher, a great coach, but he had studied those words that came out of my mouth in such a short period of time. He was in depth to the levels of where that was going to go.
Oh, good stuff, Jason, and we'll look forward to hearing you and Joe with the coverage there in Albia today. And congratulations to Coach Winger. And I want to say this. He talked about the family support. When I've been at the Albia sectionals, the work that those guys do to put on a sectional, to get it started on time and to end it in a reasonable amount of time, they do a heck of a job there at Albia, and really Eddyville Blakesburg does as well. So hats off to all the folks behind the scenes today that, you know, get all of the pairings taken care of and get the results out to us. And they do a great job with their organization.
I got Coach Sin next to me here, Joe, and it's amazing the volunteers that are required to do this. And it's got to be accurate, spot on. Everyone's dreams are on the line, so there's no room for error. So the pressure's not only on the coaches and the guys on the mat, but the officials and the gaming and scoring officials.
Yeah, no question about it. And it gets to be a pretty tough job too, because, you know, wrestling fans aren't nice sometimes when things, if the clock doesn't start or if you know the score is wrong or if we don't think a call might not go our way, you know, it gets pretty rough. So those volunteers, you know, definitely are needed, and they do a great job.
Now the Mike and Mike showdown, noon, Albia High School. Can we get the old the old heat lamp to come down to the ceiling like Coach used to do in the old days?
Yeah, we could probably do that. I don't know. It might take longer to string the lamp down than it will for the match. So
I'm betting on the sink link going on taking the most time.
You know, that'll be awesome. I'm going to have to get my camera out for that one. So it'll be on Facebook.
Well, Jay Mill, buddy, lace him up. Well, I don't know. Do you lace up?
Lace him up.
Lace him up.
No, wait. How many again for the 2-point takedown? How many points?
It's three on the takedown unless it's a double leg, and then you double the points.
All right, I think we'll.
And speaking
we'll
of
get
chicken
the,
wings, buddy, you know that's not something you eat at Pizza Hut, right?
That's right. All right, we'll get all the points figured out this year, Jason, and we'll have it all figured out. You guys have a lot of great action there today with Albia, Centerville, Sheraton, Davis County, Knoxville, and PCM. Folks, if you're in those areas, tune in this afternoon for 2A. Tune in this afternoon for 1A. We'll have it all for you right here on Thunder Country.
Yeah, to make sure that everyone knows that we become the station of Southern Iowa, and will become the station of Iowa, the sports leader, because we're going to bring you all the coverage of all the wrestlers, and that includes our friends from Sheraton Centerville. As Joe said, you take the coverage and take the map of Southern Iowa, and you put pins all over it, and that's where we'll be. We're going to take leave here from the corner 34 and 5. And, Joe, you said the best line of the day came from Coach Archer. I'm going to say that most people will believe the best line of the day at the Coach's Corner becomes the last line, and that is, have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll see you right before noon as we bring you live wrestling coverage from Eddyville, Bixburg, Fremont, and Albia as the dreams for the well start today. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.
Gosh, I think that's the worst idea you've ever had in your entire life. I can't think of a worse idea than that. All right, and I'm not going to be able to wrestle for 15 seconds. I'm not going to be able to 15 seconds. I stroke out or I have a heart attack. I mean, I can't do that. There's no way. Worst idea ever. And I don't even know. I mean, I'm thinking singlet too. I mean, what are you thinking right now? I mean, that's horrible. So horse is my game. Absolutely, I can stand around and shoot. I feel confident. If you get me moving in anything, and I'm in trouble. So, no, horrible idea, and I'm sorry you had to hear it from me first, but Coach Winger is going to have my back, I guarantee it.
Laid down.